64 challenges are ready. Is there a Cinderella story waiting for us? The best are set to battle it out, but there can only be one victor. Who has what it takes to win the Golden E-Ticket, the most prestigious award in all of Walt Disney World podcasting? It's Mouse Madness, baby!
Hello, you're listening to Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast. My name is Andrew, and I'm joined today by soda extraordinaire JJ.
All right, all right.
And professional mini-golf champion Sean.
That is true. I am a mini-golf champion.
Both of these titles came from Tom from Long Island.
Thanks, Tom.
If you have a good title for my co-host after listening to this episode, please send in your ideas to readygeeks@gmail.com. In today's episode, the geeks continue our Mouse Madness Bracket, Bar Edition, round of 32, coming at you right now.
Okay, guys, do we need to do any, like, historical context, or should we just dive straight into the matchups?
Historical context is for nerds.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Well, you know what? Back in the age
the
of exploration.
Needle drop.
We did round 64 last week. If you haven't listened to that one,
stop.
Pause. Yeah.
And go listen to that episode first.
Right. But this is our round of 32. And we're going to get right into it. JJ, bring us into the Springs
region. Okay, we are in the Disney Springs bracket to find the best bar in all of Walt Disney World. We're starting at Springs. We got the 1 seed Dockside Margaritas versus the 8 seed, the Patio Bar at Splitsville, which is the bowling alley. I still think it's Dockside Margaritas.
Yeah,
like, it's we're chilling outside. We're on the water, we're having a margarita, we're having a beer, there's some local beers, that's a good time.
Yeah.
And it's a great place if you're not a shopper, and there's a lot of shoppers, it's in a really convenient location.
It's in the marketplace, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's right in the middle of all of it, it's right across from World of Disney, so if your wife and daughter are going to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, and you are left to your own devices, you're really easily found. At Dockside Margaritas.
I don't know if I've ever gone to Dockside Margaritas.
Have you gone to the Patio Bar at Splitsville?
Yes.
Hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because it's on a major traffic way.
Is that where they have a bunch of, like, I'm imagining seeing a bunch of, slushing machines. Is that where that is? It almost looks like
a
Wet Willies or a Fat Tuesdays.
A little bit, but it's a corner. It's like a circuit, yeah. And it has music every once in a while. I don't know. I think that's a nice place to pop in there, get your drink to go and move on. But there's also tables there, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Dockside, yeah, I want to check that out. You guys really sell it for me, so that's good.
I think in the context of these two,
he's going to have the worst time.
He's going to be like, I hated it.
That was. I'm going to come back and let you guys know. My vote is for Dockside.
My vote is for Dockside Margaritas.
My vote is also for Dockside Margaritas.
And the listeners agreed with us. Dockside Margaritas, it will.
Okay, guys. Next matchup here, we got the Stargazers Bar at Planet Hollywood against the Dockside Bar at Boathouse. We don't even need to talk about this.
This is, for me, it's no question.
No question. Dockside Bar at Boathouse.
Yeah. Dockside Bar
at Boathouse.
And the listeners agreed. Stargazers actually got 0 points. So
everybody gets a rubber ducky.
Oh my God, the rubber ducky. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I have so many of those. They just somehow all ended up in my suitcase when we came home from your bachelor party.
How? That's proprietary.
Next up, this is probably the toughest one of the night. We've got Jock Lindsay Hangar Bar against City Works Eatery and Poorhouse. So that's a big craft beer, really diverse menu over there against the lightly Indiana Jones themed, very subtle, very excellent bar down on the water. Right next to Boathouse on the Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot to consider here, I think.
You know, in a vacuum, it feels like it's close, but to me, Jock Lindsay's might be my favorite in all of Disney Springs. I'm definitely voting for Jock Lindsay. I love the drinks there. The bartenders are great. A lot of customizable stuff, a lot of rotating menus and fun stuff. They've got good light bites. It's a bar. It has good food, but the food is designed to be bar food. It's like little shareable apps and stuff that you want to drink, want to eat while you're having a couple drinks.
You're talking about Jock Lindsay's.
Jock Lindsay's, where CityWorks is a restaurant that has a ton of beer taps.
Yeah, my vote is going to go for Jock Lindsay because of the two. Jock Lindsay's is the least. You can almost get a CityWorks experience anywhere.
Right.
There's a lot more. There's a lot more. Like, CityWorks reminds me of, like, a Bar Louie.
Or a Yard House.
Right, Yard House, exactly. Like,
it's
Yard House. You can get a CityWorks experience
anywhere.
So many more places. Jock Lindsay gets my vote.
But where in Disney can you get that experience? Like, where in Disney can you...
Oh, it might be the only place in Disney that has that experience.
Yeah.
But you... In the greater Orlando area, there are dozens of places that give you that experience.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily saying it that you can get it anywhere in Disney, but you're more likely in your life to experience a place like CityWorks,
yeah.
Whereas Jock Lindsay is a more special
experience. It's unique and special.
But sometimes I just want to get a beer, right? And sure. It's, I can see what you mean, that you can get this experience anywhere else, the CityWorks. I do... You know, if I'm going to watch something, I'm going to go there. But Jock Lindsay's, it's just more Disney-esque.
Right. It's celebrating one of their franchises that people love. It's Indiana Jones.
I'll go Jock Lindsay's. The listeners, however, disagreed with the three of us. They went CityWorks. So we're busting so many more brackets here, too.
Sorry to the listeners.
Okay. And our last matchup in the Springs bracket. We got Wine Bar George against Swirls on the Water.
I think
Swirls on the Water had a Cinderella run.
I was going to say what was the Saint Peter's Peacocks of this bracket. There's just no way. No disrespect to Swirls on the Water and the Spike Dole Whip. There's no way I cannot vote for Wine Bar George over Swirls on the Water.
I go to Swirls on the Water every time I go to Disney Springs, and I rarely go to Wine Bar George, but it's so obviously Wine Bar George.
It is so obviously Wine Bar George. And the listeners also agreed with us. It is unanimous.
Claps in the chat for the listeners.
There
and that
we
wraps
go.
The Springs bracket.
What's that?
That wraps the Springs region.
Wow, that was quick.
All right. We're on fast forward now.
We have to remind the listeners.
I hope
that was quick. The listeners have to know how unquick we typically make things. Oh, wow, that was fast.
We never make decisions that fast.
If they know the host, they know that he does not make decisions fast.
He is not short-winded.
Calm down, Rover. I was only kidding.
All right, here we go. In our restaurants region, we have... Seed number one, Chef Art Smith's Homecoming versus seed number nine, Steakhouse 71.
Okay. This one is... I feel a little torn about this one, personally. I do know where I'm going to vote, though. What about you guys?
So, if we're talking about the bar, I just think Art Smith's is so much better of a bar than Steakhouse. I just don't like that cave atmosphere, right? I want windows, I want natural light.
It doesn't feel like a cave when you're in there.
I never one time felt like I was in a cave.
But when you mention, now that I mention it, you're thinking about
it,
right?
I'm probably not going to ever think I'm in a cave in that bar. But I guess I do see where he's coming from. This is a man that likes a view. So
he needs a view. Needs a view. He can't enjoy a drink without a view.
For me, and this is still, it's such a strange
matchup.
Yeah, and having Art Smith in here, which is predominantly just a very good restaurant, I will vote for Chef Art Smith's.
I do want to point out one thing that we forgot to mention even last episode was that Steakhouse 71 has those. Lounge area seats, those circular.
I didn't describe the seats, but I did say they have like more couchy.
It feels more like a
real lounge.
Okay.
And when you're not up at the bar, but you're down at the other section.
Yeah.
But those are also weighted.
Yeah, it's waiter service.
Yeah.
Right. You don't just walk up to the bar and get what you want and come back to your seat.
We did that last time, and they were very angry at us. So.
So is this just personal bias that you were violating the rules and they made you feel a little?
I just
upset.
Haven't had a lot of good experiences at Steakhouse.
The truth comes out.
Yeah.
I haven't had a lot of good experiences at 71.
Andrew broke the rules, and now he doesn't like the place.
Oh, wow.
The restaurant I've had good experiences at, but as sitting at the bar and going there specifically for the bar, it's usually like too overcrowded for me. We couldn't find a place, and I don't know.
I had a really great time. At Steakhouse 71. I'm actually going to vote for Steakhouse 71 just to give it some. I think it deserves better than double Art Smith votes. I think Art Smith's in a vacuum might be a better restaurant. And, you know, the moonshine water bottle things are fun, but Steakhouse 71 is a legit bar with a really good menu, and I think it deserves a chance to make it. So I'm voting for Steakhouse 71.
I'm voting for Art Smith.
I'm voting for Art Smith's.
The listeners voted for Steakhouse 71.
So we got a tie, and we need to call a maybe an honorary geek.
Yes, an honorary geek. Let's get the wheel.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to ask my wife and honorary geek, Emily, for the tie-breaking vote. It is Art Smith's Homecoming versus Steakhouse 71, The Bar.
This is easy. I will never get over those moonshine shots I did at Homecoming, so it is definitely Steakhouse 71.
Wait.
Set us up there.
You had bed.
Do you not remember that row of, like, we have to find the video. That
obviously
row of
not.
Like 10 moonshine shots I did in a row.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah,
there's video footage.
That was bad. That was bad.
All right.
Never again.
The audience has spoken.
The audience has spoken. Okay, so Steakhouse 71 moves on.
All right.
A number one has been defeated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the only one?
Well,
oh, so far.
So far. Our next matchup is Enzo's Hideaway Tunnel Bar versus Waialulu Bar and Grill.
This is, again, one I don't really have much of an opinion on. I'd probably go with Waialulu, just because, like I said in the past, I like the Polynesian and everything they kind of have themed over there.
Yep, I completely agree. Waialulu Bar and Grill is a far superior atmosphere. It's got a great view. I know, yep. I know someone here
amazing
likes
view.
A good view.
Good view.
And food looks great. Fun drink options. It's checking a ton of the boxes, and it's right on the monorail line. It is a welcome addition to the monorail pub crawl situation.
Right.
It's got to be Waialulu Bar and Grill to me.
And that's what the listeners said as well. I vote Waialulu Bar and Grill, so it's unanimous, Waialulu. The next matchup we have is California Grill, our sixth seed, versus Topolino's Terrace, our third seed.
Oh, this is the battle of the views. This is the battle of the aerial views.
Oh, man. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I think Topolino's Terrace is the upgraded version of California Grill.
I mean, it is. Well, it's the modern version. It's
modern
the
version.
The 2020 version.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like California Grill's from 1995 and Topolino's Terrace is from, what, 2019?
Right.
When did Riviera open?
Yeah.
Something like that? Close.
2019. Yeah. Right before COVID. And Topolino's Terrace, the actual terrace, like, it has seating on it. When you go outside to watch the fireworks, like, you're not as close as you are from the fireworks you're supposed to be watching as California Grill is.
Right. Right.
But you have nice couches out there. You got
yes.
nice tables out there. You know, California Grill just seems like they're forcing you out onto, like, the roof.
Yes, but the view is possibly the best view in all of Walt Disney World, because it's an aerial view no matter what time, even during the fireworks or not during the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
You never get an aerial view of the Magic Kingdom.
I like think that's something that yeah. Disney World, aside from the very sketchy hot air balloon in Springs, I think that's something Disney is missing, an experience that takes you up so you can see wide shots of the property. You got you could see all four parks in one vantage.
And listen, as the IP defender, I will insert the up IP into going,
"Oh man, yeah."
To me, it's California Grill. I know my finger's on the scale. I love California Grill. But I think it's a superior view as well. So that's my vote, and I'll let you guys do what you need to do.
My vote, just because I am a newer is better feel, I believe my vote would be Topolino's Terrace.
I'm going to go Topolino's Terrace, too. And the listeners also went Topolino's Terrace.
R.I.P. California Grill.
Gone, but definitely not forgotten.
Not forgotten.
Not forgotten.
We'll probably talk about it again on the next podcast.
Boys, watch your manners.
Yeah, if you can't say something nice.
Boys.
Our next matchup, our 7th seed, Raglan Road Irish Pub, and our 2nd seed, Geyser Point Bar and Grill.
This could have been the Elite Eight matchup.
Yeah, I know.
I think this could have determined who comes out of the restaurant's bracket, but
wow.
I mean, I know my answer. So
know my answer.
I'll let you guys.
I also know my answer.
Look,
I know Andrew's answer.
Look, Geyser Point has a great view, and Raglan Road doesn't.
Hey,
but one of these places has dancers. Superior entertainment options.
I was gonna say, it depends on what you think a good view is. When those Irish step dancers are up there, I think Raglan Road's got a great view.
All right, JJ, what are you saying?
I mean, I agree with Sean. It's Raglan Road. I'm sorry to Geyser Point. I know it serves a really great purpose, but a lot of its benefit is that it's outside. It's sometimes too hot to be outside. Raglan Road, always great. Any time of day or night, it's great. Raglan Road.
So I'm going Geyser Point.
I'm shocked.
I like an outdoor indoor type of bar, right? Mm-hmm. And it has if it's during the winter, it's got great like a nice fireplace. That's really cool. It's got great seating options too. Like you can sit, you can be at the bar. The view is amazing, right? The food is good. I'm definitely going. And also, I'm sorry. I know I just cut myself off there, but. I am more likely to pick, I think, a bar at the resorts than a bar at Disney Springs because I think that's more approachable for me. Like, going to Disney Springs seems like a big deal, but like resort hopping, I do that all the time and I like that.
But so it's harder to resort hop than it is to just take the bus. No matter what resort you're staying at, it's easy enough to get to Disney Springs.
But I'm less likely to do it. I'm less likely to do it.
I agree that I do carve out time to go to a different resort than where I'm staying every time I go to Disney World. But Raglan Road is an iconic Disney Springs experience. And Geyser Point is, I hate to break this to you, able to be skipped. And if you're not at the Wilderness Lodge, if you're not at the Magic Kingdom, it's hard to get there.
Something tells me we're going to have to do another tiebreaker.
Yes, we are. Because I'm voting Geyser Point, and the fans. Audience matter, the fans, the listeners also voted Geyser Point. Oh, Honorary Geek Michael. Okay, we're going to give Honorary Geek Michael a quick call here.
Who would have thought?
The office.
Michael, this is Andrew from Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast.
My God, I love your podcast.
We are in the middle of our Mouse Madness bracket challenge, and we're in the round of 32. We have a tied matchup, and we need you to break the tie.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm getting called to duty for my country here.
This might be more important, right?
This is equally as important.
Okay, so the matchup is Raglan Road Irish Pub versus Geyser Point Bar and Grill.
Oh my God, this is a tough one. Oh,
it's the bar. We're talking about the bar.
The bar, yeah. You know, it's funny, though, as soon as you said the two, because when you said Raglan Road, I was like, damn, that's a really good one. But when you said Geyser Point after that, it's really a no-brainer for me. Geyser Point will win this 10 out of 10 because of everything that it has to offer. That ability to kind of have an indoor-outdoor vibe, even though it is an outdoor bar, you're covered and you can sit at that perfectly rectangle bar and look out onto the water. But I'd say the food at Geyser Point would beat Raglan Road 10 out of 10 as well. And then the variety of drinks that you can get at Geyser Point versus Raglan Road. Although the Guinness at Raglan Road is pretty good for an American.
That is
Guinness.
Pretty good.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to say Geyser Point. I think overall the, you know, the offerings, the aesthetic, the vibe.
What about the dancers, though, at Raglan Road?
Yeah.
The performers.
Yeah.
The performers.
Yeah, the dancers are great. I mean, I think there's entertainment is always a plus, but I also, and this is also another plus for Raglan Road, is accessibility. It is very difficult to get to bars or restaurants in resorts now, because you can't just drive with your car and park at the Grand Floridian or park at the Polynesian or whatever. They always want a reason why you're there. You need a reservation or something, right? So Springs is more accessible. And this is something that when we were filling out our brackets, we were like, oh, this is going to be a factor on what we pick. Accessibility, right? You know, because if you're not staying on a Disney resort or Ubering, getting to, say, like Enchanted Rose is going to be very difficult.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You'd have to park at Disney Springs. But look, I could talk about this all day. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
It's okay. We're going to cut all of it.
just the part where he says Geyser Point.
or JJ's going to edit it so you just say Raglan Road, and then Raglan Road wins.
So is that the thing, the dancers is really the entertainment is the hang up there?
No, I think
it was just a split vote.
Just a split vote.
It was just Raglan Road is iconic to Disney Springs against something that you hit the nail on the head. I personally felt that Geyser Point, if you're not at Magic Kingdom, it's really hard to get to Geyser Point. And I think the best bar in Walt Disney World should be something that is either really, really worth the trip to go out of your way to go to it, or easy to get to.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's why I voted for Raglan Road.
It's got to hit all those markers, right?
You hit all the points that we were talking about, like, so much so that we thought that Andrew texted you before he called you. Like, word for word,
your reasoning was suspiciously close to everything Andrew said.
That is amazing. I think we just... This family just really loves Geyser Point.
Well, when you're in the Magic Kingdom, where else are you going to go when you need a break? You know, go to Geyser Point.
Right.
You know. Anyway.
Take out 71.
Can I say, the cave?
Yeah.
The cave 71.
The cave. Oh, it is kind of a cave, right? Like, at least it was when it was the waves. Was it called the wave, right?
Yeah. Yes, when it was the wave, it felt a little more cavey.
It was dark in there.
It was dark.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Michael.
Yeah, you're welcome. Call me anytime, guys. I love your podcast.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
I love you too. Bye. Word for word.
Word for word.
It was insane.
Indoor outdoor.
God. He mentioned the view. He mentioned the indoor-outdoor.
I want to read your text.
He mentioned the menu.
Listen, I'm going to call you in 2 minutes. I need you to say these things.
All right, so Geyser Point is going to take the day, and we are done with our restaurant region, and now we head over to the park region.
All right, gentlemen. Round of 32 in the parks region. Our first matchup, Nomad Lounge in Animal Kingdom. And also in Animal Kingdom, the Thirsty River Bar.
I don't think we'd even need to talk about this, right?
Yeah, it's obviously Nomad Lounge. Nomad Lounge is world class.
But the Thirsty River Bar is a good bar.
Oh, yeah, especially when the bartender is overpouring you.
Yes, right. Yeah. Great view. But Nomad Lounge also has
a great view.
It also has a great view.
It's Nomad Lounge. Don't even talk about it.
No. Let's see what the listeners thought, though. Nomad.
Not if they didn't vote for Nomad Lounge.
So Nomad Lounge wins with the park.
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
Wait a minute. I love that idea.
The next matchup, the Tune-In Lounge versus the Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge.
This is an interesting one. Good one. This is a really good one because
similar experiences.
Same park.
Yeah, same park. Similar kind of vibe.
Well, mm-hmm. I would say one is an obvious choice if you want food. Brown Derby's definitely going to win if you want food with your alcohol. Tune-In Lounge, more guaranteed air conditioning because
there's an outside component to the Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge.
I actually thought it was all outside.
I think it is all outside. All the seats.
The Brown seats, Derby Lounge is outside.
Is the outside part. So if you need air conditioning, tune in loungements. If you want food, Brown Derby's going to win.
Yeah, this is tough. This
but
is
it
really
is
tough.
Really tough. Other than that, great drinks, cool vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Linus is at the Tune-In Lounge, and that's my decider. Since Linus is at the Tune-In Lounge, I'm going to continue to vote for the Tune-In Lounge.
So I got to say that I think that I stop at both of these every time I go into Hollywood.
You got to, because
Hollywood Studios.
The bars are the only places in Hollywood Studios where you actually get a break.
Yeah,
you either have to leave Hollywood Studios and go on the Skyliner somewhere, or you have to commit some time to going to those bars.
Yeah. And also, they're both kind of hidden. They're not as popular as, say, the
Baseline Tap House.
Baseline Tap House. Thank you. Like, not many people, like, you don't even know where the Tune-In Lounge was,
that's
right?
That's true.
I
skip it all the time because I'm never over in that corner.
Yeah. And the Hollywood Brown Derby is kind of, like, sunken right before Brown Derby. Like, it's at a lower level than the rest of the park. So, I'm going to go Hollywood Brown Derby.
Yeah, I like the vibe and the theme of the Brown Derby Lounge more.
Hollywood meets mid-century modern.
I'm going to go Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge.
Okay.
And the listeners went Tune-In Lounge.
So we got a tie.
We got a tie. I say we...
Now, so spin the wheel.
We're calling Tom from Long Island.
Tom from Long Island. Let's go.
Hello, Tom. This is Andrew from Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast.
What's happening, Andrew?
We have a question for you. We are in our bracket, a Mouse Madness bracket challenge, and we came up with a tie, and we need you to be the tiebreaker.
All right.
So it is, the matchup is Tune-In Lounge versus Hollywood Brown Derby. The lounge, Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge.
I mean, both are very, very good choices, but I'm going to have to go with the Tune-In Lounge.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Linus survives!
Every time I sit at the Tune-In Lounge, I always am satisfied.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, thank you so much, Tom, and keep on listening.
We will. I will.
Thank you.
Thanks, all right. So
I guess I have to go to the Tune-In Lounge.
Yeah. It's a good place. It's a
You're
good
missing
place.
Out. Tune-In Lounge.
So Tune-In Lounge takes it.
All right. Now, this next matchup, not for the faint of heart.
Oh, God. This could have been the Elite Eight.
Rose and Crown Pub.
Oh, God.
In the UK, up against La Cava del Tequila in the Mexico Pavilion.
My expectation of popularity, or my perceived popularity of these bars, have them as one and twos.
Okay.
However, I have a clear favorite, and it's Rose and Crown. You never really have to wait on a long line to get into Rose and Crown. You can hang out there for a little while. They have live entertainment. I think it's just all round. Maybe the best bar in a park, period. And I feel bad for La Cava to say that, but it's better than La Cava.
I do wish it was just slightly bigger. I thought
it's a little tight.
It's a little tight.
Rose and Crown?
Rose and Crown. Getting
around. La Cava's the size of your bathroom.
Yeah, that's true.
To that end, your point is being in and out of La Cava. You're very rarely spending time in there,
right?
Like, you can get a table, you can get some chips and salsa, and they have, you know, some light food, but
which is kind of a hack. People think you have to wait on that line, but you don't. You can just go around and ask for a table, and then it might be a shorter wait to get a table.
And the vibes in there are nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be.
There's
gonna
a picture of us from like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Sitting at one of those tables at La Cava. Yeah.
We're gonna put that in the show notes.
For this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Instagram page.
Good picture. I love La Cava del Tequila. I love those margaritas. It's so clearly Rose and Crown for me, though.
Agreed.
Yeah. Agreed. And let's just for
what does the listeners say though? Yeah.
I mean, honestly, this is a coin flip for listeners, I'm sure.
So the listener said Rose and Crown Pub.
Wow, clean sweep.
You can sit down too, and you don't have to wait. It's not tabled wait service, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I would have thought that would have been a much harder matchup.
It was hard on the heart.
It was. It was really hard on the heart.
Well, guys.
So it's like Sophie's Choice, except you knew which choice to make.
And you're just sad that you have to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because we have a duty to at least discuss and bring up every matchup on the bracket, I will list this matchup, Les Vins des Chefs de France versus the Baseline Tap House. It's the Baseline Tap House.
Why are we discussing this? It's Baseline Tap House. We don't need any discussion.
Hold up. No, I'm just kidding.
the fans agree, right?
The fans 100% agree. Okay. It's Baseline Tap House.
And that wraps the round of 32 in our Parks region.
That was great. There were some really strong bars in the Parks.
Are you ready to go to war for Baseline Tap House over Rosencrown?
Wow. Holy. Well, we knew it was going to come down to it. At some point or another, it was going to come down to Rosencrown or Baseline Tap House.
Yeah.
That's next week, though.
Yeah.
I have a bad feeling about this.
It's time to go to the resorts. We end our day at the resorts. We're ending the bracket at resorts. Let's start with the first matchup of the round of 32 in the resorts bracket. Territory Lounge at Wilderness Lodge against Trader Sam's Grog Grotto at the Polynesian. I mean, I've got my finger on the scale heavily for Trader Sam's because this is the best themed bar in Walt Disney World, which is a theme park. So if I'm going to a bar, having Disney magic at it is only going to amplify my experience. I want it to be Trader Sam's.
Yeah, I think I'm more likely to lean Trader Sam's, but it really comes down to what kind of experience you want to have.
Sure.
You know?
Because Trader Sam's, you're often, you know, if you're just two people going, they'll put you at a table with a pair of strangers.
Yep.
So you're sometimes, if you've got a couple of duds across from you, then you're kind of at the mercy of the experience that you're having.
Right. You're also kind of like, you don't really, I mean, you can be, I guess, a stick in the mud and not really want to participate, which if you're going to do that, you can spend your time somewhere else. You're kind of required to be a part of the experience in Trader Sam's.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
not a place you can go and sit and just talk about your day and just tune everything out. You're part of the chanting. You're part of the dancing. You're part of the whole experience. So like, I can see where that might be taxing on someone, like after a long day in the park, they don't want to sit there and be part of a show.
It's not the place to go at the end of a long park day, but it is an attraction in itself, and I think a worthy destination. It is a place that is worthy of making a special trip to go experience it.
So my thing, though, is that once you experience it, like, yeah, you can go back once or twice more. But, like, after a while, it kind of gets a little old. While Territory Lounge is, like, it is just a quality every time. You
as
know,
a quality bar every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's just quality bar
right,
every
like,
time.
Like, it's like at some point, the magic trick wears off with Trader Sam's.
Yeah, yeah. And it gets tiresome of having to get there, wait online for an hour, put your name in, wait two more hours for you to get called. Like, that whole, it's just too ridiculous for a bar.
It wasn't that ridiculous. When the last time I went, I put my name in and it was 45 minutes wait, or it's an hour wait or a 45 minute wait. But they didn't make you stay there. They gave you your phone number, and they texted us when it was ready.
So if you want to get in there, how early did you guys go?
Pretty late.
Yeah, that was when I met you for your bachelor party.
I think I got there at like
five,
six.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then we shared an order of wings at Tambu Lounge.
Yeah,
and they texted us that it was ready. We had a couple drinks upstairs and some wings, and we went downstairs and we had another couple drinks at Trader Sam's. It really wasn't that taxing of an experience. Yes, it is a little silly that you have to wait in line to go have drinks at a bar, but it's a very different experience than just a bar. There's a lot of like magic involved in it's Disney magic.
Yeah,
I think because you can get the Territory Lounge experience at a lot of other places, because it's just, even though it's a nice bar,
it's got a good menu, and it's it has some very interesting, intricate theming. It might be, you know, what's funny, it might be the best like hotel lobby kind of bar.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's up against something that is a one of one.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And because you can get that experience at other places, my vote will still go to Trader Sam's.
So, JJ, your vote?
Trader Sam's.
I'm voting Territory. Okay. And the listeners voted Trader Sam's.
Thank you, listeners.
Yes. So Trader Sam's goes on to the next round.
Okay, coming up to the next matchup of resorts here, we have the Dahlia Lounge at Coronado Springs against the Allen Compass at the Beach Club.
Ooh, and JJ, we have a random event that has occurred.
Random event?
Yeah, so we have to take into consideration. So you want a sophisticated beverage.
Oh, a sophisticated beverage.
A sophisticated Ooh. Beverage.
Well, these are both lounges.
Okay, so we need a sophisticated beverage.
Yes, a sophisticated beverage.
It's obviously Dahlia Lounge then. I thought this was going to be a much harder matchup. But it's definitely Dahlia Lounge. The make your own
Manhattan. I'm sorry. Make your own old
fashioned. They've got like a really long menu of signature cocktails, right?
Yep.
To me, the view's incredible. I know that doesn't account.
What's
for
it a view of?
It's just Hollywood it's really studios. High up. You can it's oh, you're okay. really high up. And you can see a lot of stuff. You can see Hollywood Studios. You get to overlook the whole Coronado Springs Resort because it's in the Grandestino Tower, which is the big tower, and then Coronado's is more sprawling all around it.
Oh. Yeah. It's a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful spot, although the bar itself is beautiful.
Yeah.
So much so that my wife didn't know that the place existed and has suggested that we try to go there during our trip because she thinks it looks, like, beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. It's really nice. It also has an outdoor terrace area, too, which is really cool. So I'm going to go Dahlia Lounge.
I will take the discussions just had into consideration, and I will also vote Dahlia Lounge.
The listeners voted Dahlia Lounge as well, so.
Good for them.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
We have all four Dahlia Lounge.
Okay, the penultimate matchup of the round of 32. The near and dear to our heart Gurgling Suitcase at Old Key West against the Scat Cats Club of Port Orleans, French Quarter.
This is a good one.
This is a tough one.
It's a tough one. This is a good one. We got the boozy beignets at Scat Cats. We got the entertainment at Scat Cats. But then we have our personal history.
I don't know if we can take our personal history into it.
I took Linus into consideration when I voted for the Tune In Lounge.
That's true.
Yeah, for me, this was a pretty easy choice the last round, but for this one, I'm a big Port Orleans fan, especially the French Quarter. So for me, it's pretty easily the Scat Cats Club.
I'm also going for Scat Cats Club. Sorry, Gurgling Suitcase.
Gurgling Suitcase is great. Yeah.
It is a great spot.
But you can only fit like six people.
It's a very hole in the wall place. Yeah.
Six people can fit in the whole place. Yeah. So
how do the listeners?
The listeners also agreed with us that Scat Cats Club wins.
Perfect. All right. And now for the last matchup of the round of 32, we have the Crew Cup Lounge over at the Yacht Club versus the Tambu Lounge over at the Polynesian. Two titans.
Yeah.
Both have great food because they're both basically serving food
of the restaurant that they're
signature restaurant next to it.
Yep.
You know, a la carte Ohana is great and probably the superior way to experience Ohana right now. Crew Cup Lounge, excellent. Has TVs, has more space.
A lot more space. Crew Cup Lounge, you never have to wait for.
It's not a waiting area for the restaurant that it's connected to. It is actually legitimately its own space.
Yeah. Has booths, like I mentioned yesterday. But one thing
Lounge has those all around it. It seeps into the lobby where you can sit in those nice chairs in the lobby.
So one thing I wanted to say on the last episode, and I said I was going to save it for this episode, was a story from the last time we were at Tambu Lounge where we wanted to just get takeout drinks, like to-go drinks, and we had to wait like 20 minutes.
Yeah, you have to wait in the line. Yeah.
Yeah, we had to wait in the line, which was crazy. We had to wait in a line to get the
Tambu Lounge while we were waiting online for Trader Sam's.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you want a seat there, you have to wait online to see the hostess, and then they're going to have you wait online until a spot opens, because there's only like 6 tables there maybe in total.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot there, and you're not getting a seat at the bar unless you're there when it opens.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to be about timing. You're there as someone's getting up.
To me, I feel like Crew Cup Lounge, there's so much room in there. People don't know about it, really. It has great drinks, great wine and bourbon.
And fairly accessible. Not as accessible as Tambu Lounge, because Tambu Lounge is on the monorail. But the Crew Cup Lounge is in that area that's really easy to get to from Epcot.
Yeah.
Although Epcot doesn't necessarily need more drinking places.
Well, this is our place to go to after Epcot when we're leaving, and you want to get an Uber, walk to Yacht Club, get a drink at a Crew Cup, then go to the lobby of Yacht Club and order an Uber.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great hack in the middle of this this episode just about picking bars.
Yeah,
I like that hack a lot, and maybe we should use that next time we go. I too am voting for the Crew Cup Lounge.
I'm voting for the Crew Cup Lounge.
I will vote for the Crew Cup Lounge.
Okay, and the listeners voted for the Crew Cup Lounge.
All right.
I thought we were going to come up with another tie. To be honest, I thought you guys were both going to go Tambu.
No, it's just too crowded.
Yeah.
It's too crowded for what it is. If it had a dedicated space, it could be the best bar at a resort. It could be the best version of the hotel lobby bar if it had a better dedicated space. Like, if they, for some reason, decided that Kona Cafe is no more, and it's just like that whole area is just a big bar that will be called Tambu Lounge and serve the a la carte Ohana food. And maybe in the morning it's open for breakfast and it serves the Tonga toast.
Yeah.
Then, like, if they did that, I think we're talking about something completely different.
Right, right.
But there's not enough room over there. So we did it.
Wow, we're done with the round of 32.
Done with the round of 32.
And next week, we're going to hear the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 in one episode. It's going to be a great episode, guys. We're going to,
There's some matchups here that'll require some discussion.
Yes, yeah. And there's going to be some heartbreak. There's going to be some arguing, and there's going to be some ending of friendships, but
all in the name of fun.
All right, Sean, want to take us out?
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Reedy Geeks Podcast. Like, rate, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Any questions, comments, concerns, future topic ideas, email us at reedygeeks@gmail.com. Check us out on our socials at Reedy Geeks, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, what's with the blackboard?
It's our NCAA bracket.
Big board equals big luck.
This week's Honest Send-Off comes courtesy of Marshall and Ted from New York City.
If you have an Honest Send-Off that you want played at the end of one of our episodes, please submit an audio clip to us via our email address, reedygeeks@gmail.com. Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast, is hosted and executive produced by Andrew Schopey, Sean Murphy, and J.J. Hefner. Music and audio engineering by J.J. Hefner. Voyage!